morning. Yes, a good morning to all of you. Time again for Moments of Melody. The story is told of a farmer who, when asked why his pigs were so thin, replied, "When I lost my voice through laryngitis a year ago, I couldn't call them to their crib, and so I got a big stick and hammered on the crib. They soon learned the meaning of the signal. And everything went along quite well until 3 weeks ago, some woodpeckers came to our neighborhood and went to pounding on the old dead trees. My hogs ran in the direction of the noise, and thinking it was my call for feed. This frightened the woodpeckers, and when they saw the snorting pigs, and they'd fly to another tree, and once again my hogs would go squealing after them. You know, those woodpeckers have just about run my hogs to death." You know, many today run in this direction and that after religious groups. Sometimes they follow those who deceive. St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, warns against this. Listen carefully to the verses after these moments of melody. The sacred scriptures. St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Some of us have been given special ability as apostles. To others, he's given the gift of being able to preach well. Some have special ability in winning people to Christ, helping them to trust him as their Savior. Still others have a gift for caring for God's people as shepherd does for his sheep, leading and teaching them the ways of God. Why is it that he gives us these special abilities to do certain things best? It is that God's people will be equipped to do better work for him, building up the church, the body of Christ, to a position of strength and maturity, until finally we all believe alike about our salvation and about our Savior, God's Son, and all become full grown in the Lord. Yes, grow to the point of being filled full with Christ. Then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our minds about what we believe, because someone has told us something different, or has cleverly lied to us and made the lie sound like the truth. Instead, we will lovingly follow the truth at all times, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly, and so become more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. Under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly, and each part in its own special way helps the other parts, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love.